Hello, I'm Annie Musu, a certified EFT tapping master practitioner. I help women build confidence, set boundaries, and enjoy healthy relationships. Welcome to my podcast, Hush Your Mind, building a better relationship with yourself. On this show, I offer practical wisdom to help you clear fears, limiting beliefs, and trauma so that you can gracefully create a life you love. Welcome to episode number 53 of my podcast, Hush Your Mind, building a better relationship with yourself. Today, I am overjoyed to have Tracy on my podcast for a live EFT tapping session to soothe her inner critic and develop her self-love. In this session, we explore how Tracy's inner critic recently showed up during a paddle tennis match. We identified and processed guilt about speaking her truth and making others feel bad, negative self-talk about her worthiness, and resistance to loving and accepting herself despite 35 years of inner work. You can watch our conversation on YouTube. The link is in the show notes. I highly encourage you to watch or listen until the end for Tracy's beautiful breakthroughs. I always get chills when I witness how quickly EFT helps us shift old stories so that we can more fully embody self-acceptance. Let's dive into the session. Feel free to tap along with us. Hi, Tracy. Thank you so much for being here today. It's my pleasure to have you as a guest and to tap on you today. What would you like to work on?
Oh, well, hi, Annie. We were talking earlier about maybe tapping on, I don't know how to express that, but, maybe some trauma-related issues that I have from many, many years ago as a child with my caregivers, parents.
Mm, okay. All right. Do you have a specific moment that you're thinking of, or what's bugging you?
You know, I don't remember much of childhood. I think it was quite traumatic. So I don't really remember anything till after about 12. All I know, when I think about my childhood, my parents very rarely appear. I had three siblings, so there's a bit that I remember with my siblings, which was a bit easier than being with my parents. But I have other people's memories, my grandmother's memories of things that I was going through when I was about three or four. But sure, I've got things around my father. When we were on holiday, we used to go on foreign holidays, and he would be great fun, and then he'd suddenly get really aggressive and start shouting and screaming at us and send us off to the door, not the naughty corner, but really to send us off and to disappear. And to be told we had to go off and leave the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you be comfortable on tapping on this today? We don't have to dive into something so deep. We could if you're feeling comfortable.
Well, I mean,
so another option, because this is the first time we're tapping together, we could kind of zoom out and tap on something more recent, maybe something that this past experience has had an effect on you in your adult life. Maybe you were saying earlier that you can be critical of yourself, and this could be a consequence of growing up with such a harsh father. So I'm curious, if you're comfortable, if you want to go there, we can go to the childhood memory, but it can also be very helpful to start with something a little gentler.
Okay, good idea. Well, I mean, when I say critical, I'm critical of others as well. So, I play a game in Spain where I live called paddle. It's a kind of cross between tennis and squash. And I can be quite difficult on court. So I don't know, maybe if that's a possibility where I behave rather badly and I come away from a game thinking, God, you know, Tracy, you behaved so badly.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great to tap on. Yeah. Okay. So let's focus on then a recent specific moment then. Maybe that time when you finish the game and you're criticizing yourself. Put yourself back into that moment and just scan your body for a second and see what tension comes up. It might show up in a certain body part, might be kind of everywhere. And just let me know where it is.
Oh, I don't know if I can do that. I mean,
That's
I'm
okay.
quite a tense person. But no.
Okay. And other types of tension, any emotional tension, maybe it's just in your mind, or maybe the level of intensity of when you're just thinking about this moment, what brings come to mind for you?
Yeah, do you know, I'm very good at forgetting these things because it was like I'm thinking of a couple of weeks ago where I was in a league match and it all went terribly badly, and I said something between sets which was really, I mean, it's the way I say it. It's not what I said because actually what had happened was that our opponents had gone off and had spent a lot of time away from the court, and I said to my partner, it's really not a good idea to let them spend so much time between sets, because it's a tactical, you know, it's a tactic of theirs to it's wait because we'd won the first set, and she got upset with me because she'd actually gone off and gone to the loo, and so she'd kind of started the whole process where everyone felt they could leave the court, and so she went into a massive sulk, and it was really awful. And so I kind of, I'm trying to remember how I was feeling. I mean, I was kind of like embarrassed and ashamed, I could, oh God, I mean, it's just awful. And I don't really know where it was hitting me. Probably a lot of it is in my throat and my chest because I'm kind of become rather speechless and unable to. You know, react.
Understandably so. Yeah. So if you were to guess the level of intensity in your throat and your chest right now, just thinking about this moment on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the highest, what level would you give it?
Well, I mean, at the time or now?
Right now in the present, because that's what we can
I
heal.
know. Oof, probably about four,
Okay, for your
five.
throat, 4 or 5. Okay. And that's in the throat and the chest, or are they
Yeah,
different
no, yeah,
numbers?
chest, I'd say.
Chest.
Oh no,
Okay.
throat. No, it's throaty.
It's
It's
throaty.
up.
Okay.
It is. It's up here.
Okay. And it can be in
Yeah.
two different places. So right now you're
Okay.
saying it's only in your throat. Is that right?
Yeah, because I also feel maybe it sometimes affects my heart, you know, because I mean, your heart, my heart's in it, and I'm kind of, yeah, it's a whole chest throat thing. And of
Okay.
course, yeah.
All right. Let's start there. So tap on the side of your hand, 3 4 fingers of
On the
one
side
hand,
of my.
and tap on the side of your hand. Yes. So one side, or some people go like this with both sides of their hands tapping against each other. Looks kind of silly, but it works. Or you can switch. It doesn't matter. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So. And then I will show you the points as we go, just as a refresher. I know you've tapped a little bit before already, but just for those who are listening, they can follow along. So just repeat after me. Even though
Even though
I feel this tension in my throat and chest,
I feel this tension in my throat and chest,
I felt embarrassed.
I felt embarrassed.
And feel free to change the words or add any words in if you feel like they'd be helpful.
Okay.
What did you feel embarrassed exactly about?
I have felt embarrassed that I'd created her sulk. You know, it was a kind of slightly codependent feeling. I mean, I felt bad that she was reacting to me.
Okay, got it. I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I feel bad that I made her sulk,
Even though I felt bad that I made her sulk.
I feel this embarrassment in my throat and chest.
I feel this embarrassment in my throat and chest.
It was a really codependent thing that happened.
Yeah, it was a really codependent thing and feeling that happened.
I love and accept myself anyway.
I love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I feel this tension in my throat and chest.
Even though I feel this tension in my throat and chest.
I made her sulk.
I made her sulk.
It's all my fault.
All my fault.
I choose to love and forgive myself anyway.
I just love and forgive myself anyway.
All right. And laughing is one of those things that can happen also when we're tapping. So if you're laughing, that's some stress being released as well. Let yourself go. And yeah, don't be surprised. Some of this stuff can really shift in strange ways, like the tension in your throat and chest can move in another body part, or it can worsen before you feel better. And then it might just dissipate on its own.
Yeah. Do
All right.
I
So
follow you?
yes, follow me. So the top of the
Okay.
head, right in the center. Yes. And
So
we're just going.
when I mean it's because I'm with someone else, and of course, when I being with someone else, I suppose it's much more emotional if I say things like I love and accept myself. But you know, for sure, when I'm saying that with my friends or with other people around, like in a meeting or something, it can be very, you know, it can be quite emotional, and I can well up a bit.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I totally get that. The first time I learned this phrase, in classic EFT, it's I deeply and completely accept and love myself. I couldn't say that whole phrase. I just started crying because it was so far from the truth.
I mean, I
Yeah.
felt emotional when I said that, but I do try and do a lot of self-acceptance and love these days.
Yes. Well, it's a wonderful way to get in touch with ourselves, that's for sure. All right, so let's go to the beginning of the eyebrow. We're just saying a short reminder phrase of what we just did. So, beginning of the eyebrow at the top of the nose bridge there. Perfect. There's tension in my throat.
There's tension in my throat.
Inside of the eye, right on the bone, it's almost like you're ch touching your eye. And again, you can do both sides or one or the other, whatever feels good to you. This tension in my chest.
This tension in my chest.
Under the eye, right on the bone. This embarrassment.
This embarrassment.
Under the nose. I made her feel that way.
You made her feel that way.
On the chin, right under the lips. These tears when I said, I love and accept myself.
These tears when I said, I love and accept myself.
And then the collarbone point right below one or the other. Collarbone points the knob there. Yeah, perfect. This embarrassment.
It's embarrassment.
Okay, and then the last point for today is under the arm, about 4 inches below the armpit on the side of the body. So I'm using four fingers because it's a bigger space and just tapping on the side of the body. For women, it's where the bra strap would normally go through. And then this embarrassment in my throat and chest.
Embarrassment to my throat and chest.
All right, I'm just going to stop there and take a deep breath. That helps process things. And just check in right now in your throat and your chest and see how the tension has shifted, if it has.
It has. I
Wonderful.
think it has.
What number would you give it?
I don't know. I think I wouldn't say it's completely disappeared, but it's got to be down. Yeah, one or two.
Wow. It's gone down one or two, or it's at a
No,
one
it's
or two
at
right
one or
now?
two.
Wow, at a one or two. So we started at four or five for the throat, and now it's one to two. That's amazing.
One to two.
Yeah.
Yeah, feels
For me,
good.
yeah, three or less is great. Zero is ideal. But yeah, three or less means you're out of the stress response. Because when we're bringing the subject up, we're feeling the emotion, you're feeling the tension in the body. That's the stress response, fight or flight, freeze, fawn. And as we tap, we're sending a calming signal to our brain that you're okay, you're safe. We're rewiring your brain to think differently about what happened. And so you're feeling calmer and it's palpable in your body, right? And how's the chest?
That's really nice. The chest, yeah, the chest is probably in some ways zero, better than the throat.
Wow, yeah, great. That was just one round.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay.
That was
Yeah.
nice.
So I'm curious, yeah, what came up for you? Maybe, the first time when I teach or refresh people's memory on how to tap, they're more focused on the relearning and learning the points. So maybe you didn't pay attention, but eventually maybe you noticed as well that there are thoughts or an emotion or a new sensation, maybe a memory popped up. I'm curious if anything came up for you.
Yeah. I mean, I think the reason I laughed was when I thought you, I was when you said to me about the I made her do, I made her feel like that. Because of course I try, my part of my recovery is to say that it wasn't my responsibility that she felt like that. I mean, I have nothing to do. She has to have her own feelings. I can't be responsible for them. So that's why it made me laugh a bit. I had to say that, but no, I think yeah, it's just interesting that emotion that's still there when I can't even, after all these years, say I accept and love you in front, in front of other people, or yeah, because I do a bit of work, and I do, and I sometimes I do a gratitude thing, a thing. This book, I follow this book called The Magic by Rhonda Byrne. And oops, and she makes me go to the mirror every now and then, say really nice things to myself. And I mean, I find that that's easy, in a way, it's easy. And but it's with other people, I think. I don't know why that is. Yeah.
Okay, so if I'm hearing correctly, you're saying is it hard to say I love and accept myself to other people, or saying I love and accept you to addressing the other person?
No, it's hard to say I love and accept myself when others are around and to other people. Like when we're in this kind of rather intimate situation that we're in at the moment and we're doing something, something that's kind of, we're both aware of, where we've made, well, where we've kind of come from. And then we talk about something really, well, it's just, I think I was just, I mean, obviously, just talking about that. I re very rarely talk about that these days, really. And so just the whole idea of talking about it and that feeling coming up and being slightly emotional and then saying, this is what I did and this is how I behaved. And then suddenly, well, I love and accept myself. So it's kind of that, it's that, oh, I think I've forgotten the word. Can't remember the word, but it's kind of contradictory.
Yeah, let's tap on that. Even though
Well, even though.
I just got inspired, like, oh, we should tap on
Okay.
that. Thank
Great.
you for sharing that. Yes, even though it's so contradictory.
Even though it's so contradictory and incongruous, that's the word I was looking for.
I've been doing this work for the last, you said, 35 years.
35 years.
I
I've been
should.
doing this work for the last 35 years.
I tell myself I love myself in the mirror every day.
I tell myself, I can tell myself that I love myself in the mirror every day.
But for some reason, I have a hard time saying that in front of other people.
But for some reason, I have a hard time saying that in front of other people.
I don't know why. And
I don't know why.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Even though I don't know why,
Even though I don't know why,
I can't say I love and accept myself
I can't say that I love and accept myself
in front of other people.
in front of other people.
It's easy when I do it by myself.
It's easy when I do it by myself.
I've been doing this for 35 years.
I've been doing this for 35 years.
And it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense
The way I behaved on the court the other day.
the way I behaved on the court the other day.
I choose to love and forgive myself anyway.
And I choose to love and forgive myself anyway.
Even though there's a part of me
Even though there's a part of me
that can't love and accept me,
that can't love and accept me.
that feels like I should be a lot further in my journey than where I am.
And it feels like I should be a lot further in my journey than where I am.
It's been 35 years.
It's been for 35 years.
I should be able to tell people
I should be able to tell people
that I love and accept myself.
that I love and accept myself.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Top of the head. Feeling emotional.
Feeling emotional.
Eyebrow point for some reason.
For some reason,
Can't say it.
can't say it.
Side of the eye. I can't say I love and accept myself in front of others.
I can't say I love and accept myself in front of others.
Under the eye. I can say it to myself in the mirror.
I can say it to myself in the mirror.
Under the nose. I want to be able to say it in front of other people.
I want to be able to say it in front of other people.
On the chin, this incongruent behavior.
It's some incongruent behavior.
Collarbone, it's contradictory.
Okay.
And then under the arm. I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
Need to love and accept myself anyway.
All right, take a deep breath. What rose to the surface?
Well, I didn't know. It just what rose to the surface was, I think that deep down, it's the deep down thing, isn't it? I mean, yeah, okay, yeah, that was painful a bit saying it in front of you. I can say it
Let's
in the
stop.
mirror, just
Let's
have.
just tap and talk, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just because if you're feeling activated, it's good to be tapping and talking at the same time.
Okay. And I suppose what I felt was that, yeah, we're doing this and we're tapping. And I can, and I, you know, I can say it to the mirror, and it felt a bit difficult saying it to you, but what came up was a little bit of like, of course it's because, Tracy, you really don't believe it. You don't believe it on a really deep level. Because once you're so damaged, I think, as a child, and you have no parental care or love, then it's very hard to get any to get a sense of self and, self-care and love back after,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
Okay.
I felt emotional there just saying that, you see.
Yeah, I understand. And that's why I thought it's a good idea to tap, because this
Good,
is really
yeah.
deep. And it's very courageous of you to be able to acknowledge that, to actually recognize that deep down, there's a part of you that doesn't believe it. And that's where the healing happens,
Yeah.
is to be able to finally recognize it and send love to the part of you that needs it. So let's do that now.
Okay.
Even though
Even though
deep down,
deep down,
there's a part of me that doesn't believe it.
there's a part of me that doesn't believe it.
Part of me doesn't really love me.
Part of me doesn't really love me.
Part of me doesn't feel like it's possible.
Part of me doesn't feel like it's possible.
I've had such a tough childhood.
I've had such a tough childhood.
What if it's not possible to love myself?
What if it's not possible to love myself?
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to love and accept myself anyway.
I choose to send love to all parts of me that need it.
I choose to send love to all parts of me that need it.
Even though deep down I don't believe it,
Even though deep down I don't believe it,
I say to myself, I love myself every day.
I say to myself, I love myself every day.
But another part of me knows that it's not true.
But another part of me knows that it's not true.
It's painful to acknowledge this.
It's painful to acknowledge this.
And I love and accept myself anyway.
And I love and accept myself anyway.
I choose this in love to my inner child.
Sorry?
I choose this in love to my inner child,
Oh, send.
if that
I
resonates.
choose, sorry, I choose to send. I missed the send. I choose to send love to my inner child.
All right. Anything else you'd add there?
Say that again.
Would you add anything else? Maybe
Oh,
an
add. Okay.
affirmative phrase or something that resonates with you?
No, just I accept
Hmm.
that. I accept myself and I accept who I am and I love who I am. Yeah.
All
That's
right.
tricky.
Beautiful. Yes. It's a journey. It's definitely not a destination. All right. Top
Yes.
of the head. Top of the head. All right. Sending love to all these different parts of me.
Sending love to all these different parts of me.
Eyebrow. Deep down, there's a part of me that doesn't love me for who I am.
Deep down, there's a part of me that doesn't love me for who I am.
Side of the eye. I learned to think that way from early on.
I learned to think that way from early on.
Under the eye, all those times I've been abandoned.
All of those times I've been abandoned and neglected.
Under the nose, I choose to send love to all the parts of me that need it now.
I choose to send love to all the parts of me that need it now.
On the chin, I'm staying open to the idea of loving myself more deeply.
I'm staying open to that idea of loving myself more deeply.
Collarbone. Sending love to that part of me that doesn't love me.
Love that part of me that doesn't love me.
Under the arm. Sending love to that part of me that is harsh with me.
Sending love to that part of me that is harsh with me.
Take a deep breath. Right. What came up for you?
Well, quite a lot about my childhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Funny, isn't it? That whole idea of, because I have had feelings lately. I mean, to be brief, I don't want to take up too much time, but to be brief, I've come out of a 20-year relationship and I'm on my own for the first time probably since I was about 19. So I'm now 64. And I've always had a man in my life, and therefore I haven't really had to, this is terrible, but I haven't had to really chase around after friends. And I've often been on the receiving end, whereas I don't do the looking. I find, my mates come to me somehow, and I'm lazy. I'm lazy around. Also, I'm living in a foreign country, so it's not so easy, when people speak your mother tongue. But so I found myself to be, not that I'm lonely because I love my alone time, but alone a lot. And sometimes I know I say to myself, that's because you're not a very nice person. And that's the first time, really consciously, I've ever said that to myself in my life. And I think that's awful. And it's not even true. I'm quite a nice person. So there we go. It's
Okay.
sad, I think. Yeah, maybe you don't have to have a traumatic childhood to think things like that.
Oh no, yeah, there's plenty of people who grew up in what most people would say loving households, and they still struggle with their self-esteem or just this harsh negative thought. It's unfortunately very common. And so, yes, if we were to work deeper, not right now, but it'd be logical then to go into those memories of those times when you learned that, because I think we learned that somewhere along the way. We weren't born with that thought of,
No,
oh, I'm a mean person. That's why I don't have any
no.
friends.
Ah.
We come into the world just receiving love, ideally, and just being dependent on our caretakers. And
Yeah.
then we're just full of love, I believe,
Yeah.
in that form. Eventually, on the way, somewhere along the way, we learn through different experiences and life. Life teaches us in different interactions with people, oh, you're a mean person. That's why people don't like you. All those different moments accumulate to this belief about ourselves. So, yeah. It's definitely a false belief. I know it's a false belief, and it's just a matter of working on like the m memories and the moments where you learned that. Yeah.
And yeah, it's also, oh, I was going to say something. Do you know I'm getting a bit old now? But oh yeah, no, I really noticed the difference between me and this is from years of awareness and watching others, and I really noticed the difference between me and somebody. I mean, I know that there is no perfect family, but someone who's been given this kind of confidence in what they do in their life, in their career, and I see them and I talk to them about their childhoods. And of course, their parents have been relatively loving. I mean, I'm not saying there's any perfection, but relatively loving and good and kind to them. And I just think, oh my God, that's, maybe, and also I have to be careful, I don't blame everything on that, but I just feel that, in all kinds of areas, my life's been affected by that. And the fact that I have just not felt enough.
Felt enough love.
Love, or even capable, or smart enough. I mean, smart in my family was very important. You're just not, you're stupid. That's what.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah.
Let's do one more round and see if we can end on a high note and acknowledge what you just said as well. So is
That's
that
good.
okay with
That's
you?
good.
Okay. All right. Even though there's this little voice within,
Even though there's this little voice within,
it said to me the other day,
it said to me the other day,
you're not a very nice person.
"You're not a very nice person.
That's why you don't have any friends.
That's why you don't have any friends."
I learned that somewhere along the way.
I learned that somewhere along the way.
I know that that's not true.
I know that that's not true.
I'm a very nice person.
I'm a very nice person.
I have a lot of amazing qualities.
Have a lot of amazing qualities.
I deserve to be loved.
I deserve to be loved.
I deserve to have amazing friends.
I deserve to have amazing friends.
Even though there's a part of me
Even though there's a part of me
that says I'm a mean person,
that says I'm a mean person,
that never feels good enough,
that never feels good enough,
that never feels like I'm smart enough,
that never feels like I'm smart enough.
I choose to believe in myself anyway.
I choose to believe in myself anyway.
I choose to focus on my assets.
I choose to focus on my assets.
I deserve to be loved.
I deserve to be loved.
Even though there's a part of me that doesn't think I'm good enough,
Even though there's a part of me that doesn't think I'm good enough,
I choose to stay open
I choose to stay open
to all the ways that I am good enough.
to all the ways that I am good enough.
All the times I've been kind to others.
All the times I've been kind to others.
All those moments when I told myself I love myself.
All those moments when I've told myself I love myself.
Top of the head. Does that resonate?
Yeah, good.
Acknowledging this mean voice inside of me.
I'm acknowledging this unkind, mean voice inside of me.
Eyebrow point. Sending love to that part of me too.
Sending love to that part of me too.
Side of the eye. I choose to love and respect myself
Choose to love and respect myself
and focus on my assets.
and focus on my assets.
Under the eye. I'm a kind person.
I'm a kind person.
I have a big heart.
I have a big heart.
I care about others.
I care about others.
Under the nose. I choose to honor who I am.
Choose to honor who I am.
On the chin, I choose to keep learning how to love myself.
I choose to keep learning how to love myself.
Collarbone, I choose to have compassion for myself.
I choose to have compassion for myself.
And under the arm, I love, honor, and respect myself.
I love, honor, and respect myself.
All right, take a deep breath. Let's check in one last time, see what came up for you.
That's pretty good. I don't, yeah, not a lot. It was nice. Yeah,
Wonderful.
good feeling. I was thinking as you were doing that, I was thinking, I've got to remember the process.
Oh,
So,
I'll send you a little
okay.
guide.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's nice. Thank
Yeah,
you. Because
yeah.
it's nice. I think it's a really, it's something really, I don't know what it is about tapping. I like the movement. Duck, 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 duck. I really like that. Tuk, tuk, tuk.
It's
And
meditative, I find.
yeah, it is. It's yeah, and therapeutic in a funny way. So I
Yes.
like the tapping, and I think it's a good idea. You know, I kind of feel like I'm knocking out some of the cobwebs.
Yes, that's what we're doing exactly. And we've
Yeah.
just, scratched the surface. This is just the surface. So we can go in much, much deeper and uproot the stuff that's really getting in the way of the self-love. But we've made such good progress in just a few rounds today. And this is what one of the best things about EFT is that it's so accessible to everyone. You can do this anytime. You can do this as you're looking at yourself in the mirror, saying, "I love myself." That will get rid of any of the resistance to that truth. But yeah, it's a lot of people tell me it's frustrating because they've been doing so much therapy. Maybe they've been in therapy for years. And they don't understand why they don't feel, like you're saying, deep down the self-love that they're telling themselves. And I always say it's not your fault. A lot of this is stored in your body. Trauma is stored in our body. And so what tapping does is it's releasing that long-held stress and trauma from our bodies, and we're freeing ourselves from the past. Our nervous system doesn't have to hold on to it anymore. And we feel the natural self-love, the joy, the abundance, bubbling up to the surface, and it becomes more and more natural to let go of those limiting beliefs, those negative ideas about ourselves, and to step into our true selves, the love and the abundance and the well-being. So, yeah.
It's so amazing, isn't it? Energy, how bodies store memories and just quickly. Sorry, Annie, but I
Oh,
don't want to
sure.
keep you too
Take your
long, but
time. No worries.
thank you. But well, I remember when I first went into recovery, and the first Christmas, I was in a really good place. I think I was skiing with my family somewhere, and we were having a lovely time. And I suddenly felt really stressed, really anxious, really scared, really nervous. And I thought, what's going on? There's nothing wrong. My life is lovely, you know, in a way. And I realized that it was a kind of a held on to memory of how bad and how traumatic Christmas is, dramatic, because like we took end up my family would end up throwing the Christmas lunch across the table and stuff like that. You know, we'd be in this beautiful surroundings in at home, and suddenly the turkey would go flying,
Oh
and you
gosh.
know, and So, that there was something saved in my body that made me anxious, even though that
Yes.
wasn't going to happen that Christmas.
Right. Yeah, that's our body holding on to those memories because it's waiting for us to process them. And so it's if we don't, well, if we're not even aware of it, it's not obvious how to go about that. But these are the ways our bodies are trying to wake us up, saying, "This is here. Look at it. Look at it." You can be so much more, so much happier and freer if you look at this, process this. And so, yeah, it sounds
No, it's
that's like,
really good to, recognize that stuff. Not because I
yes.
wouldn't know. Normally, if I haven't experienced it, I just say,
Right. It's
"Oh,
bewildering.
right,
Yeah.
yeah." And what do you mean my body's going to hang on to memories? But of course, when you experience that stuff, you really see that
Right.
it's extraordinary. It's deep.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you're feeling better. I mean, just from these few rounds of tapping, how's there any tension? Is there any tension left in your body?
No, I feel pretty good. Feel nice,
Great.
lovely.
Zero tension.
Zero tension.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. Amazing. Well, thank you
Thank
so
you.
much, Tracy, for being my guest. It was an honor guiding you through. Thank you for being vulnerable with us, for sharing your story, and for acknowledging all the parts of you and sending the love that they need to them. And it's just wonderful speaking with you and leading you through this session. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Annie. It's really nice and I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, and I'll try and, do that a few times for myself.
Yes, I'll send you the guide. It'd
Thank
be a pleasure. All right,
you. All
thank
right.
you.
Pleasure to meet you. Bye-bye.
Likewise, bye. Thank you for joining us in this EFT session. I hope it was valuable and insightful. Would you like some free support to help you ease anxiety about boundaries, people-pleasing, or relationships? I'm offering 20 to 30-minute EFT tapping sessions, a $90 value to guests on my podcast. My intention is to support you, and by publicly sharing our session, I hope to educate and inspire my listeners. The audio and video will be published on my podcast and YouTube channel. You may use a pseudonym. Be my podcast guest and get a free personalized EFT session. The link is in the show notes. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of Hush Your Mind. I'm currently offering free EFT tapping sessions in exchange for a short interview. Book your session at hushyourmind.com/interview. Keep in touch with me via Instagram or my newsletter. The links are in the show notes. May you have the courage to love and accept yourself. Be well and take care.